Hello, my name's Beth Dickinson and I want to say welcome to the St Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. I'll be reading to you today from the passage translation, Matthew 26:26-29. The Lord's Supper. As they ate, Jesus took the bread and blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. He said to them, "This is my body. Eat it." Then, taking the cup of wine and giving praises to the Father, he entered into a covenant with them, saying, "This is my blood. Each of you must drink it in the fulfillment of the covenant. For this is the blood that seals the new covenant. It will be poured out for many for the complete forgiveness of sins. The next time you drink this, I will be with you, and we will drink it together with a new understanding in the kingdom realm of my Father." Jesus had just been betrayed by one of his best friends. Yet he carries on with the meal. Personally, at this point, I would want to have gone run and hid in a corner. I wonder how he felt. I would have had palpitations knowing that my death sentence was being signed. Yet you can almost sense the crushing weight of history, destiny, and prophecy closing in on him, a bit like a freight train. Yet Jesus knows he still needs to do things. Jesus knows how important the Passover meal is. It speaks to Israel's old history and deliverance from Egypt, yet it's about to speak to a new deliverance. As he breaks, the bread and the wine will be broken in a new covenant, a new rescue plan. He comes to rescue us from our own personal prisons and Egypts. We can all be enslaved to the old law, for we never managed to keep it on our own or in our own strength. That's why he came to give us a new covenant. We may have thoughts that condemn us or habits that do so. The new covenant sets us free. Romans 8 verse 1 says, "Therefore there is no condemnation in Christ, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death." There is a new covenant, a new law of Christ's Spirit living in us. As we allow him to love us and change us, give us a heart of flesh instead of stone, we can start to experience the freedom of living in the new covenant. This is the new kingdom realm of the Father that Jesus spoke about in this passage. I have often learned that my sin is through fear, yet as my heart is healed by God and I allow him to love my broken places, he rewrites his law upon my heart, and I long to do what is right, and fear gets less. As God comforts and heals me, I am changed by his Spirit. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for providing your Son Jesus, and so allowing the ushering of a new covenant, the Spirit of life. We ask that you would open the eyes of our hearts so we may see ourselves as you do, without condemnation. That you would write your laws on our hearts and set us free from our own Egyptian thinking and the thinking in slavery, and walk free as your sons and daughters. Change us by your Spirit, we pray.